The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's a great pleasure, as always, to welcome Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Immunology at TCD and ubiquitous in terms of talking and speaking. And we want to talk about life expectancy. And this is something that has radically changed over my lifetime and over the last two centuries. Just track it for us, how long people are living now relative to yesteryear.
It's amazing, Ivan. I mean, in the 18th century, 30 years of age was the average death that age. You know, so it's amazing. We've gone up to 73 now, globally. Now, what that means is medical science, Ivan, I know you're a fan of it, more than doubling our lifespan since the 18th century. Of course, they were dying of infections back then. It's vaccines and antibiotics are keeping people alive. But now the average lifespan on the earth, as it were, is 73 years of age. So it's a big achievement.
Yeah, I was told that a girl born in Hull Street last night has an average life expectancy now of 90.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can project that out now, you see. Yeah. So it's really effective.
So what you want to discover today is how long can people live and who might do that and what they might do to achieve that.
Yeah, they're predicting probably 120 wouldn't be unreasonable. Let's say if we all have the right kind of lifestyle and various things, you might expect to live to be 120. That might be the limit. Now, we know that certain people have lived to be 122. There's a French woman, Jeanne Calme, for instance, lived to be 122. So that might be the ultimate lifespan that we could expect.
And what organ is likely to get you... is going to give out at that
first,
point.
It depends on your habits. This is the problem, you know.
Yeah.
We know, like, for example, the liver might pack in or the heart might pack in first. But we're learning a lot about how to protect those organs. And what this actually is about is what can you do with your lifestyle to allow you to live to be 100. Now, the problem is it's probably genetic as well. If you're born with the wrong genes, no matter what you do, you might live shorter than someone else. And we're trying to figure out the balance between the genetic aspects and the more environmental part.
So tell me how being rich might afford you the opportunity to live longer.
Well, one of the most fascinating things, Ivan, is the tech bros, as they're called. Did you have a tech bro on as a guest a few minutes ago? The tech bros are really interested in longevity. They're putting their money behind it and they're doing their best now to live to be 100. Now, we're wondering why they would want to do this. If you're a multi-billionaire, you might want to live long enough to stay on your yacht for as long as you can or go to Mars, you know, whatever it might be. So they're all very interested and it seems to be a common feature.
So roll the dice on some of the individuals here.
Yeah, well, the most famous one is Brian Johnson. You may have heard of him, Ivan. He made $800 million when he sold his company Braintree to eBay, which isn't bad. He is really going for it. He's trying all kinds of things. Most peculiarly, Ivan, he's taken his son's blood, can you believe it? His 17-year-old son. He's taking plasma from his 17-year-old and injecting it into himself. Now, there's some evidence that young blood, strange as it may seem, can prolong life. It's mainly been done in animals like mice. You know, there's something
in
young
blood. How long would blood stay in your system?
Well, there's something in the blood. They're trying to figure out what's in the plasma that's promoting this sort of longevity thing. But that's one thing he's doing. The second thing he's big into as well, of course, is he watches his diet very carefully. He restricts his calorie intake. And I saw it on YouTube. He effectively lives off what they're calling a brown sludge, the food he's eating, you see, because food is a big part
he's
of this.
He's not living longer. It just feels that way.
It's
such a miserable life.
Yeah. And he's claiming, he's 46 years of age, he's claiming his skin is the skin of a 28-year-old and his heart is the heart of a 37-year-old. And you can measure that because as you get older, your skin gets more wrinkles. His skin is looking pretty good. The trouble is we don't know if it's genetic. Maybe he has the right genes to allow his skin to look
like
that.
Let's talk about someone. Larry Page, what's he doing?
Now, guess how much he's worth, Ivan. He is worth $127 billion himself personally. Now, isn't that remarkable? A single individual
not bad.
Can have that. So he's investing in a company called Calico. And I've done a bit of work for Calico, to be honest, in California.
And he might be worth $127 billion, but it's nothing to what Luke O'Neill is worth.
No, that's exactly right. Precisely. to give him credit, he's put billions into Calico. They're looking at ways to prolong life. They're studying all kinds of animals, like the naked mole rat, for example, can live to be 30 and it should die otherwise, you know. And in spite of all that investment, I saw Ivan, that they're a bit disappointed so far. They haven't cracked it
yet. Peter Thiel.
Now, he was PayPal, as you may know. He made all his money from PayPal. He's on record as saying death is unnatural. He thinks death should be something that we can conquer, which seems a bit ambitious, shall we say. He's investing in a company called the Methuselah Foundation, named after the biblical figure. Their goal, Ivan, is to make 90 the new 50. And a very interesting thing is cryonics. Now, what that means is that when you die, your body gets frozen. You freeze your body. Yeah. And then when medical science advances, they thaw you out and they'll cure your disease. They killed you kind of thing. That's the idea, cryonics.
And what do you think of it?
It's very unlikely. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I mean, if you freeze a body, if you thaw it out, it's most unlikely that you won't be able to protect the tissues. But that's a big area, cryonics, and he's investing in that. Jack Dorsey, another very famous guy, Twitter, as you know. He's 47 years of age. He is going for the fasting, really aggressive. One meal a day, and he doesn't eat at the weekends. Doesn't that sound like a very miserable thing to do? So it's caloric restriction, as we call it. He gets up at 5 a.m. in the morning, every morning, plunges himself in an ice bath. And cold immersion may have effects. And then he has 2 hours of meditation every day. Now, as you've correctly said, he may live longer, but it'll certainly feel like it is following that regimen.
See, like the thing my attitude to this is, with my bad habits, my bad diet habits, my excessive drinking habits, and all these things to keep me mentally sound and bad for you, is that, you know, we're here not for a long time, but for a good time. And when I visit my poor older brother in a nursing home, and I look at people in their 80s and 90s, and they're in a wheelchair, there's maybe saliva coming out of their mouth, and they're staring into space, and they can't remember whether they had breakfast an hour earlier or not.
Yep.
And I'm saying to myself, do you reach a point that while you're still technically alive, that your quality of life is so poor?
What's your take on this? It's called health span, not lifespan. You want to stay healthy for as long as you possibly. Sadly, the people you're talking about, probably, you know, from their lifestyle, whatever it might be, they're not doing too good. But the goal would be to be 80 years of age and have a body like a 30-year-old. You know what I mean? That's the goal, to slow down age.
Yeah. The other side to this, I was doing an insurance pension summit thing the other day, and they said, you know, there'd be an extra million pensioners in Ireland, and not only more, the bastards are living longer as well.
It's costing
the pensions industry a fortune.
Well, you wouldn't really have to keep working. The future will be you'll work until you're 90, because why would you not work if you're healthy and you're able and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, and you keep yourself mentally occupied.
Absolutely, yeah, and you keep paying tax as well.
So okay, before I let you go, there is an unmissable performance coming up for the Metabolics on the 23rd of August. Tell me about
that. That's right. It's a fundraiser, Ivan, and we're going to start announcing it. It's a fundraiser for Gaza. It's called childrennotnumbers.org is the name of the organisation. They're raising money for short-term medical evacuation from Gaza, for medical aid delivery and advocacy. And we're doing a gig for them on the 23rd of August. And people can donate now if they want. It's called childrennotnumbers.org. Check out the website. And it's all about helping sick kids in Gaza, is what the charity's about.
And it's in Walter's Pub.
Walter's in Dunleary. Okay. That's right. We're beginning to call it Walt Aid.
Okay.
Possibly. And we've got some, Ivan, very special guests are going to appear with us. We'll tell you who they are later. But, but everybody's welcome on the 23rd of August.
All right. Still strumming it together. The Metabolics, you can't beat it. My thanks as always to Professor Luke O'Neill.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.